This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Optimism among Colorado business leaders is at its lowest level in 17 years amid the COVID-19 outbreak. That's according to a quarterly survey by researchers at the University of Colorado. The report says nearly 9 in 10 business leaders who responded to the survey say the new coronavirus and its effect on the economy is their biggest concern. Many of the respondents say they are hopeful the economy will rebound in the third quarter of the year. New financial relief options are in place in Colorado Springs to help local businesses that are hurting because of coronavirus. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The city has partnered with the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and local startup accelerator Exponential Impact to provide up to $25,000 in low-interest loans to small businesses. And businesses can start getting that money fast, as early as this week. Meanwhile, the Community Foundation and Beav Reidenberg Foundation have created a recovery fund that will give about $500 to qualifying local artists. These, in addition to a website recently started by the city with other ideas to help, supportthesprings.com. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Large trucks hauling freight are now allowed on Colorado's interstates during rush hour. The state's Transportation Commission voted this week to lift restrictions that prevented large trucks from driving through cities during heavy traffic times. They'll now be allowed on major highways in Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Denver, first thing in the morning and in the late afternoon. CDOT says the move is supposed to help the overtaxed trucking industry and make sure that necessary supplies get to their destination. This is CPR News.